This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, the other week, the North East Radio Club conducted some examinations, and there were four entrants to sit for their licences, and I'm pleased to say that all four were successful. So congratulations to you, entrants, and we have now got three new foundation licensees and one standard. So well done to you, and well done to Peter, VK5PX, and Trevor, VK5ATQ, for running these examinations. And the last general meeting was a members' show-and-tell night, and it was well attended. Ben, VK5BB, and Peter, VK5JP, gave a rundown on all the various digital modes and how to get onto them. So everybody enjoyed that. And Peter, VK5PW, detailed his homebrewed rotator, which everybody was interested in. So thanks very much for that. And Trevor, VK5ATQ, gave a talk on the Champ Audio Amplifier Kit, which is readily available at a lot of electronic stores, and it's well worth building. Gives you a bit of experience with doing circuit boards and so forth, and is a nice little amplifier kit. And the next tech night will be next Friday, the 28th of September, and it's going to be part two of the construction night for the QCX transceiver kit. So don't forget, bring along all your tools and equipment, and of course don't forget to bring the kits as well. And once again, our gurus will be available for advice on the night, and you'll be able to get plenty of help from them. So don't forget, next Friday night, the 28th of September, part two of the QCX construction. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Steve, VK5AIM, has been hospitalized this week and underwent an operation, and to quote himself, he was going to give birth to an alien. As of Wednesday evening, Sue reported that all had gone well, so I hope, Steve, that you are at home today and listening to this as you eat your Wheaties. Get well soon. On Wednesday night, due to other people's work commitments, Tim, VK5ZT, jumped into the void and gave a presentation on the EARC's proposed plan to set up a VK5LZ amateur TV station that will be set up on 70 centimeters, 445.5 megahertz, and will be available on the newer HDD TVs or through a digital set-top box such as TIAC. The required ATV module has been acquired and the additional interfaces are built. The test units are operating in the QTH and shack. The intention is to relay through antennas that will be set up on the water tower. It is hoped to have it running by remote control at Jota. More on this later. John, VK5NI, has advised that the beacons, 23 centimeters, frequency 1296.452, 13 centimeters on 2403.452, 9 centimeters on 3398.452, 6 centimeters 6 centimeters on 5760.452, and 3 centimeters on 10368.452. They have been set up in a test configuration in Salisbury Downs and pointing towards the substation on Blacktop Road, giving a 180-degree projection north, east and south. They will be operating from 0700 hours to 2400 hours Central Standard Time daily. Signal reports can be emailed to vk5mak@wia.org.au. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 3rd of October. The next tech night is on Wednesday the 17th of October. And October 31st is the fifth Wednesday. More on this later. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. See you there. 7-3's best wishes to all listening. Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As you are listening to this, a number of our members are standing out in the open, which is hopefully warm and sunny, observing all the action on the final day of the Teagle Excavations ARB Pines Enduro. Most spent the day doing the same thing yesterday, all the while swinging video cameras about to catch the action for transmission onto the big screen situated near the pits, as the prologue took place to decide the starting order for the main event in the Pines today. A small number of members are situated around the 70-kilometre course to keep an eye on possible breakdowns, accidents and retirements, all of which get reported back to the main control in double-quick time. No doubt there will be many retirements due to mechanical problems, but most will be due to good old-fashioned breakages as the going gets tough and fatigue starts to have an effect. Hopefully there will be no accidents of any consequence, as we all would like everyone to go home in one piece. Has anyone else noticed that quite a few amateurs from years back seem to be applying for their old call signs and coming back into the hobby? This is good to see, and we have welcomed a few back into our group after an absence of 20 or 30 years recently. Most are amazed at the leaps forward that technology has provided in the hobby and the sophistication of today's rigs, especially SDR. The cost has come down compared to years ago, even though the dollar is now worth a lot less than it was back then. One area that remains constant is the design and construction of antennas, as the laws of physics are unchanging. This leaves room for home construction, and often a home-built antenna will perform better than a poorly designed commercially built one. Many commercial antennas try to cover all bands, but we all know that an antenna is only resonant at one frequency, and efficiency drops off rapidly as we try to tune away from that resonant point. A tuner helps here, of course, as do traps, etc. Just remember to keep experimenting and to have fun. That's my lot for this week. Hopefully we do not return home from the Pines Enduro rain-soaked or sunburnt. A happy medium would be nice. The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 12th of October. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 13th of October. The technical session at the Shack on Saturday the 22nd of September will be discovering the ESP8266 and YMOS processors by Graham, VK5ZFZ. Thursday the 18th of October general meeting will be the second members show and tell for this year. We had so many wanting to participate in the show and tell, we are having another, so we did not have to leave anyone out. The famous Ahaz buy and sell for 2018 will be held on Sunday the 11th of November at the usual venue, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. More details soon. I'm still looking for volunteers to carry out two important tasks for Ahaz. The first of these is for members to assist with a Jota event on Saturday the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. This one-day event will operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and we are planning to have a simple STEM exercise and two or three operating radios at the Shack. As HF propagation is very poor, we would like to have some members coming up on air on HF, 40 metres, try 7085 megahertz, and on 2 metres either via the repeater or a simplex channel of 146.45 megahertz. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the Ahaz notes for the WIA Amateur Radio newsletter. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. If you're prepared to help out AHARS with these important functions, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, details further down the broadcast. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the shack site to a clean and secure storage for the girl guides, much like we did with our shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for AHARS so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The AHARS shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. These sessions run from 9 o'clock in the morning till about midday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the month of December and January. The hall is opened at 7 p.m. and meetings usually start about 7:30. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz, with a -600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you cannot listen to this broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the link to the WIA broadcast and you will find there are some MP3 files there. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.